Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speaker. Yep, Warriors.
Happy birthday, Pop. He would have been 51 today.
Wow.
Just saying.
It flies, man.
Crazy, right?
It flies.
Was he 20?
Big's birthday.
Were they were like, both of them were like 24, I want to say, when it happened. Wait a minute. That was 27 years ago?
Yes, brother.
Long time.
Yo, a chill just went down my spine.
Wild.
Because you know what? It makes you think of how old you are. You know what I mean? That was 27 years ago.
What the impact on the game would have been?
My son's birthday is today, too. Happy birthday to Keyshawn.
You know, 24 Happy birthday, Keyshawn.
24 years old. It's not like he's watching. I mean, listening right now. He's probably asleep.
Is it Joseph or is it Keyshawn?
Keyshawn.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come you didn't go with the first name?
It's weird because it's like I wanted him to have his own identity, but I still named him Keyshawn.
What?
It's the weirdest thing. Okay, so it's not Joseph Keyshawn. It's just Keyshawn Johnson.
Okay. But no middle name.
No, just Keyshawn Johnson. Okay. But people like you and Max.
Whoa, you don't have to point to me that way.
Call him Keyshawn Jr. He doesn't have a junior.
I've never called him junior. I've never said junior.
Media guys like y'all. They always tag him Junior.
Yeah, Jay, it's not Junior.
Stop, Max. I never called this man Junior.
It's Keyshawn Johnson.
You are the master framer of all framers.
But it's his birthday, and we're going to go have a nice dinner tonight, and we're going
to,
you know.
Where are you going to? How was the pizza spot last night in Hoboken?
10th Street Pizza was good.
Yeah?
Fire.
Did they get the vegan cheese?
They got all that for the family. Okay. Me and my son had the regular, you know.
Yeah. By the way, it was a sushi joint last week, and then Keith said, look, I'm coming back with my family next week. Can you make this a pizza? And they made it a pizza spot.
So where's tonight?
I'm telling the airwaves.
Well, you told them yesterday where you were going. What's the difference? You literally said yesterday we're going to 10th Street Pizza.
Yeah, we're going to go to Nobu.
There you go. Great. Back to sushi.
The unwashed masses can't get in there anyway, Jay.
Yeah, it's going to be a setback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's New York City.
It's an expensive
city, man. That's his sushi.
What? $30 for two pieces?
A morsel.
What?
A morsel, Jay.
I just had one bite. That's $30.
It's a morsel.
Listen, if you're a working man, and you know what I mean by saying a working man, I don't know how you do it in New York. Like, if you really work for a living in New York, I don't understand how you do it. It's amazing. I'm amazed.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Like I said this morning, this place is, like, just hella expensive.
It's insane.
It's just ridiculous. You get in an Uber to come to work, it's going to set you back. You get in an Uber to go from work, it's going to set you back. Then you go get something to eat at lunch, it's going to set you back. Then you got to eat at dinner, it's going to set you back.
So you got to have the hookup, man. I mean, back in the day when I was, you know, after I got hurt, was working at ESPN, ESPNU for a while, for like 4 or 5 years. I would go out to dinner at certain places, and I would know all the staff, right? So I'd be like, yo, look, certain things that she may try to order, say they're not on the menu. She ran out of them. So let's condense the menu to this. Here's a 20. Work with me. I'll work with you.
Jay was like, look, I was on my way to 200 million. But
and what
right
happened
now,
was,
what happened was,
things
just,
are different right now.
They don't have that on the menu. Anything below this line right here.
You know what time it is, man. You got to hustle.
Yeah, Pac and Biggie back in the day. I wonder if they would still be. I guess they would because Jay-Z still rapping.
This is how insane.
I don't know if Jay-Z ever becomes Jay-Z without Big.
Yeah, because Jay kind of slid into that. No, Jay was coming no matter what.
He was coming no matter what.
But he might not have had the throne because Biggie was. But you know what's crazy? How accomplished they were.
He still would have. He still because he's so talented.
But here's my thing though. Puff would have continued to build Big though. It would have been. He would have been under that.
Jay was Puff and Big combined, but in terms of viewing Jay as the on top of the throne, it's hard to displace Big if he's there. Right?
It is.
I mean, Jay was going to do his thing regardless, but to be considered number one, it's like if there was never a LeBron, then KD or Steph or someone would have, but if LeBron's there the whole time.
But I don't know that to be true because Jay is just so talented.
Jay's insane. Jay's insane.
And he's dialed in a lot of different levels. So I don't know.
One of the nicest MCs who ever, like, as a rapper.
I'm not even talking about just his MC stuff. I'm just talking about everything.
And to me, Pac is kind of like Lamar Jackson. You know, he always says, like, a Lamar Jackson is in a class by himself. That's kind of like what Pac
was. Yeah, international superstar. Yes. But think of how accomplished they were. So you mentioned Keyshawn Johnson, your son, is 24.
Junior.
These dudes didn't live past 24. Look at what they did at that age.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, man.
Pac it's
was,
insane.
Pac was my dude, too, though. He was – when I got that call, I was in – I was asleep getting ready for practice. I was getting ready to get up for practice, and, you know, because it's late, and they was out, obviously, on the West Coast. And I got that call. I was like, huh? And, you know, you hear all the news and the whole deal. On the Biggie situation, I was at the party. I was at the art.
That he left from?
That he was at the art. Yeah. We were at the art gallery at the party that he left from. On our way to the after party in Hollywood Hills. I pulled out, Max. I got my car. I pulled out. They literally were behind me. I pulled up at the light, the red light. I went through the red light because I know, you know, L.A., I know the streets, I know what to look. You know, I go through the red light probably about, I would say, within 20 minutes of going up into the Hollywood Hills, phones were going crazy. You know, big bricks of flip, Nokia flip phones,
the
whole
big
deal.
Joints. Yeah, yeah, the
whole phones were going crazy. And then
he was right behind you.
Literally.
Where it happened, and yes. You happened to know the area, so you went through
the red. I went through the red light.
Think about sliding doors. You know the idea of sliding doors? Like, one little thing happens and how much different things can be? That's insane.
And then everybody got the call. We drove back down the hill and went to Cedar Sinai over in West LA area, and it was crazy. It was like crazy.
Yeah, my kids were born there.
First person, you know, I ran into Queen Latifah. Hugging, everybody's crying. You know, it was wild.
Two of my kids were born at Cedar Sinai.
God, it was wild.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, one of mine was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Part of me,
yeah.
Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80. And speaking of birthdays.
That's right. It's Phil Mickelson's birthday today.
That's right. It's Phil Mickelson. Of course, whenever I think of Tupac, I think of Phil Mickelson.
Same. All right.
Wilner update.
Yeah. Well, not great news for our guy, Fran. I mean, a half hour ago, I told you, I was so excited.
He was on top of the world.
Fran Quinn had birdied his second hole. He was at minus one, the qualifier, the 57-year-old. He was leading the U.S. Open. James and I put money on him to be the first round leader, and then it's all gone downhill. Two bogeys since he's plus one now through five.
So where is he? Great. Not great.
Where's he ranking right now?
I mean, he's tied for 22nd. It's very early.
Hopefully,
escalated quickly.
But yeah. Hopefully, they took the picture of him. You know, yeah. On the leaderboard.
On the leaderboard.
Yeah. Family.
Hanging up. You had that forever.
Yes. Here is your leaderboard. Jay, tell me if you've heard of any of these guys. You've heard of some of them. Hayden Buckley is your leader, one under par through five holes. Then
Hayden
we got
Buckley,
amateur Travis Vick. Two-time major champion Colin Morikawa, Adam Scott, and Hideki Matsuyama, one under par. So early in the U.S. Open, again, Fran Clark, or Fran Quinn, whatever his name is. We've already forgotten his name.
Fran Clark, the defensive end of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hayden Buckley. Wasn't he one of the original members of NWA? Yep. Hayden Buckley.
We need to get – I know Peacock has the coverage. We need a Fran cam so I can continuously watch Fran Quinn and his meltdowns throughout the rest of the
I don't business. Know any of those names on that list.
Yeah, you've heard of Colin Morikawa. He's won two majors in the last, like, 3 years.
Adam Scott, yeah.
Yeah, that's, not the actor.
That would be Adam West.
Oh, Adam Scott, also an actor.
Oh. Adam West is an actor, too.
Yeah, Batman was an actor, yeah.
He's not with us anymore?
No, I think so there you go. Adam West passed away.
That's taking place in Brookline, Massachusetts, which is, you know, just outside Boston, an area of Boston. NBA Finals, also in Boston tonight. There you go, Max.
You used to watch Batman? Keith, you used to watch the Adam West Batman?
Absolutely.
That was my favorite show ever.
Batman!
Yeah. Oh, my God, that show was so good.
Catwoman, the whole deal. Nah, I mean, come on, Max.
Julie Newmar.
Yeah, who? Yeah,
Julie Newmar was my all-time crush.
Let me look.
That was
this up.
Julie Newmar. Right? Remember she used to make that sound?
It's perfect.
I'm like 7 years old. Like, hey, yeah.
It's overstimulating for small boys. It's not.
Oh, yeah, I can see why. Yeah.
Wonder Woman too. They put Linda Carter used to put a lasso around you that made you tell the truth. If she would have put that lasso around me as a kid, I would have. She would have washed my mouth out with soap.
Wonder Woman was the best. Linda Carter.
Yeah. Oh, that Batman right there is the best TV I ever saw in my life to this day.
Boom, bang, pow.
Oh, they had a big fight at the end of every episode.
Yeah. What was the green guy?
Riddler.
Oh, Riddler.
Joker, Penguin. All
Penguin
those
was
villains
a trip
were
too,
awesome.
About
yeah.
five. Oh, well, hey, you know what would have been a great Penguin?
Huh.
Great Penguin.
Who? Why?
Someone who works on this show. Hey, Evan, say, wah, wah, wah. Burgess Meredith, he played Mickey in the Rocky series. That was Penguin.
2017 Wonder Woman is better.
Played
than
the grandfather in Grumpy Old Men.
Did he?
Burgess Meredith, absolutely.
Grumpy Old Men, what a movie.
Was that Walter Matthau?
Walter Matthau, yeah. Jack Lemmon, and yeah. Jack Lemmon's dad, I believe, was played
what
by Burgess Meredith.
What a movie. Grumpy yeah. Old
I'm
Man.
Never...
Evan, Key is destroying you.
No. I said Evan would have been a great Penguin. You know, been a good one.
You know, we were going to talk about
so mean.
Steph Curry and everything, guys. That's what we were going to do. And
what happened?
How he can cement his legacy tonight and how Jay says he's... Well, I'll give you the cliff notes, okay? Jay says it's that Steph is actually LeBron's main rival when we look back at this era. If he wins his fourth, LeBron's on four.
This dude be changing facts real quick on our show.
Yeah. Jay, well, I mean, but that I told the truth there, right?
Yes, you did. Finally.
All right, so there, remember that. I remember when I told the truth about you.
Yeah. Who won the
remember the one time
That's
I
right.
told the truth about
That's
you?
That's right.
LeBron won a championship before Steph, right? Mm-hmm. He won his first. Okay, yeah. I just, my mind trying to think of the years.
LeBron, it's so funny because LeBron has dragged more teams. Like Cavs team in, what was it, 07, 08, had no business in the finals. LeBron dragged them kicking and screaming through the Eastern Conference to the finals. No one's ever, like, only Allen Iverson with that Philadelphia team, maybe you could compare. It's ridiculous, right? And Steph has built a culture where people, like, a guy like KD wants to play with him.
See, even if Steph wins tonight, and gets his fourth, LeBron is so far ahead of him because of his age and when he entered the league that it would be tough for Steph to catch him.
And when they met up head to head in finals, LeBron was twice as good as Steph. That's the real problem.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What I mean by that, catch up to him?
Yeah.
I mean, like, in terms of, you know, you start to say, well, who these numbers, is he a top five, is he a top six, is
in that comparison
he can't catch you.
I don't think they'll ever be in the same like sentences
but even from a rivalry standpoint I don't think he can
Jay, the point that Steph
arch nemesis, like the one guy that kind of, it's because of the way Steph played. Like, and I guess I know a lot of insight to a lot of guys like Iman Shumpert or J.R. Smith talking to him about how they were forced to all of a sudden guard differently than they've ever had to guard any other NBA player before.
His effect on the geometry of the whole
game,
court. Yeah.
Like, it almost – it minimized a little bit of LeBron and his – because it was so – because they had to exert so much energy guarding him all over the floor. Like, that style – it was Steph plus the style in which they brought to the game of basketball.
Part of Steph's credit that you seem to be giving him is a little bit like – it's not exact – but, like, the way a shutdown corner, you can't even just look at the numbers. It's like they just never throw to that side of the field, right? So he's affecting the geometry of the game. The credit you're giving Steph, which I think is smart, is not – he created a culture where – he could stay right there. People want to come. Like, you hear LeBron talking about, oh, I want to play with that guy, right? Jay, you've mentioned. You never hear that from Steph. Like, I'm dying to play with LeBron. So, and the way he changed the game and the way the game had to respond to him, however he got there, he might be sitting on four chips by the time the night's over. And that's as many as LeBron got.
Yeah, and you can make the case, it should have been five. Mm-hmm. I mean, it should have been five. They don't lose that three one lead to LeBron and company.
Or if KD and Clay don't get hurt in
Toronto,
against Toronto. It would
have been six.
Yeah,
I mean that's the part that's crazy about the thing that's left there that they could have had.
Steph talked about drawing attention to himself. I promise he did.
Hey, can you tee that up again? We were arguing who the best Batman was back here.
Who, what? Adam West by far.
Can you guys stay focused on the show, please?
Batmans. I'm very sorry.
Wait,
now. I'm in the Keaton camp.
Now I need to know.
Yeah, of the movies, Michael Keaton.
Wait, give me your power. Number one. Adam West, a solid number two.
Christian Bale, number one.
I don't have that, right?
No, Christian Bale was a good Bruce Wayne. He was not. Being a good Bruce Wayne doesn't make a good
Batman.
Exactly.
Number three.
Stop.
The vampire boy is
vampire boy.
I can't remember his name, but you sparkly vampire guy.
You guys sound very young. That's what you sound like to me.
Adam West is number two.
Adam West was
more,
one.
Were
no.
more Nolan yeah. than they were.
So Michael Keaton.
Come on,
Ben
Michael
Affleck.
Michael Keaton. No, Ben no? Affleck. No.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
Pattinson,
yeah, right? That guy. Yeah, the sparkly vampire guy, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Michael Keaton was fire.
Yeah, he was.
And Michael Keaton was great.
You know how big that first Batman movie
Michael
was?
Michael Keaton changed the Batman game.
Yeah. Michael Keaton's Batman was like, when you think about the biggest movies ever, that's like E.T. and Star Wars.
I bought Gideon's for that.
See, what you guys are doing now is the Jordan is better than LeBron debate just with Batman.
The first Batman, I bought Gideon's because it was sold out. You know how you go 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what
I bought the 5 o'clock tickets from somebody coming out, ticket stubs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To go through the back door.
Yeah.
It was always a shenanigans.
By the way, you know what?
Can you guys tell the young guy on the show, what's Gideon's? I don't.
Gideon's.
In other words, dude already used the ticket.
Yeah, they'd already. See, back in the day, years ago, you get the ticket, they stamp it, whatever. The guy, Max, used it. And that was it. And he might slide it to me, and then I can use it to get in.
Like, oh, I was in the bathroom.
Oh, and the whole game.
Can you ever walk in backwards?
All that.
People could come just walk in backwards.
Yeah. You got to act like you've been there.
Yeah. Walk in backwards. Hey,
you ain't never broke no rules, right?
Oh, I broke a lot of rules in my life, just not in the movie theater.
No, but.
By the time this show is up, they're going to arrest Key and me.
It was Jay's back then. What was it? $6 to get in?
Yeah,
a movie.
$5.
$5. $6 to get in a movie. I mean, come on, man. A dude, Max from over in the slums of New York City.
No slums.
Okay.
Born on third.
No slums.
Born on third.
Born on third base. Knew I was born on third base.
Third base. No
errors in the system. You're a smart man.
Third base. No outs.
But I stole home. 400
lifetime hitter.
I stole home.
But. I was not born on third. I was trying to get to third. So you see somebody that's coming out and you ask them for the ticket stub. So I bought somebody's for like $3 or something like that. And my other buddies bought theirs. And we slid through the back door. And so you go through the movie theater. The door to get into the theater also had a security, a usher standing there checking
show
tickets.
The ticket too,
and you give them the quick flash and go on in.
Okay.
You know who taught me how to walk in backwards to a movie?
Is that walking backwards going through the back door?
Well,
No. As they're coming out, you're with the crowd, you're walking backwards.
The traffic.
A fish swimming upstream.
Well, he didn't, but my.
So you know how you go to a sporting event.
Yeah.
And it's a mass rush to get in. And you kind of walk backwards.
You know who taught me how to do that?
Who?
And it wasn't to save money. It's because it was a blockbuster. You couldn't get, it was a boxbuster, as you would call it, Jay. You couldn't get in. The tickets were gone. My dad taught me how to walk backwards into a movie.
That's how I saw my first Batman. It was Gideon. I just bought a Gideon. Didn't have a seat. And then you go sit in the back, and you know, I'm dark. So you go sit way in the back and hope that.
Someone sit on your lap.
No, sit in the back because you disappear in the crowd. Yeah, they don't know where you went.
And then the usher, hold up, Jay. Then the usher comes with a flashlight looking for tickets.
I don't need you sitting next to me, though, Jay. Even though you with me.
Yeah.
Until the movie start, we'll get together.
Keep them guessing.
If you get caught, that's your own ass. I'm not leaving the
movie.
You
can't do it nowadays with reserved seating and everything.
What's the worst they do? Kick you out of the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes, but you're a teenager, you know, and you get kicked out of the theater. Yeah. You don't want that. You're trying to watch the movie.
These days, you're going to go viral. Oh, he has an arrest record.
It's kick out.
The first Batman, I'm just saying, like, when I think of the movies that changed the game, Star Wars, E.T., Batman. That Batman, when it came out, good luck getting it.
Oh, E.T. was big time.
So let's go through this.
Yeah.
Best Superman. I mean, if you talk about Batman, you have to talk about Superman,
that's easy.
Right?
Christopher Reeve. Easy.
You don't think Henry Cavill, like, with the new Supermans, you don't think
the
that's
the new Superman,
any,
I got to tell you like something. The new Batmans, here and there, they hit with the new Batmans. I didn't like a lot of them, but here and there, they hit.
Superman's boring.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, Superman.
I don't know if I find Superman
Superman 2 to this day, people. Like, come on, man. With General Zod? Neil before Zod?
Christopher Reeves.
Who's the guy?
He had the horse accident, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was like eventing.
Hey, let's ask Sean in D.C. what he thinks.
Sean in D.C., who's the best Batman?
Adam West.
Yeah,
Adam West.
Adam West, the best Batman. And Keyshawn, I remember the day when Biggie passed away because I was at the party too, and you was at my hotel with the green Mercedes with the caramel.
See, I didn't.
Go ahead, Sean. Waiting for
somebody, but I ain't gonna say who. They was next door to my. The room was next door to mine, but you was out front waiting for him, you know. But I remember when I left the party the same way, man. When those shots rang out, I was stunned, man. I was messed up.
Yeah, don't give away all my. I didn't even want to mention the color of the car.
Green,
and what type of car?
Why the hell would you get a green Mercedes?
Well, okay. in 1996-7. When did he? 97.
If it's 27 years, it's got to be 5 or 6.
97.
But then that would be, if it's 27 years, that would be 2000. That'd
no,
be in 97. 24.
It was
97.
Yeah, 97.
Oh, we're talking about Biggie.
Biggie went
after Tupac.
Pac went 96. Yeah, Biggie went 97.
Yeah.
he just gave away. I didn't even go into all of the
Biggie, March 9th, 97.
The world is so funny. So, yes, I had a green S600 Mercedes Benz.
S600
with the peanut butter, like you said,
but the gut interior.
Peanut butter.
That sounds mean.
The dashboard, the steering wheel, the
get that color
the speedometers,
of money. Get
everything.
That color of money.
Yo, that would look fresh to it. From 97 to S600 looks fresh today.
No. But see, what you got to understand is I was keeping up with the Joneses then. In LA, there was only 4 guys with S600s that was AMG'd out.
How do you get this kind of intel?
I'm hanging with the kit and everything.
Yeah. AMG.
Mike Tyson had one. Chris Mims, the basketball player, had one.
Got that deal, yeah.
Roy Holloway, is that saying his name right?
Roy Halladay, the pitcher?
No, the Mike Tyson's.
Rory.
John Horn.
Yeah, right.
John Horn, Mike Tyson's manager.
Yeah, yeah.
They had him, Jay. I went to
Don King's guys.
Yeah. I went to a pool party in Bel Air. Right? And theirs was set out in front. I said, you know what? I'm going to give me one next spring. And wind up going to the Beverly Hills AMG and getting it freaked out. Jay loved that type
AMG'd
of stuff.
AMG'd out.
And then the dude wanted to tell me who I was waiting for at the hotel.
He didn't spread that.
No, but I'll give you I wonder who is that?
Yeah, he knows something.
Ear to the streets.
Keith's face was like, ooh.
I was like, oh, damn.
Because
I went to the hotel where everything was, where they were staying and the whole thing. And,
and that's nuts. You were in the car right in front of Big. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I was at the same party.
Keyshawn J. Willimax presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, guys, he did it again. I'm going to tell you why the price for one superstar is going up by the day. Hal, I hope you're listening.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I know I want to move off of Batman right now, but it was my favorite show ever. I don't think I ever looked forward to anything as much as when I was like 5 years old and Batman would come on.
Oh, my God. Cereal and sitting there and some cereal and milk with your legs crossed in front of the television.
Get a little Honey Nut Cheerios action.
Wasn't in the Sports Center, but we got a new leader at the U.S. Open, guys. Russell Henley is at 2 under par through 3 holes. Interesting note about Russell Henley. This guy led the U.S. Open last year after the first round, second round, and third round. Couldn't close. Russell Henley, your leader, 2 under par.
Yeah, but how's Fran Quinn doing?
Where's Fran Quinn at now? He was 22nd 10 minutes ago.
I got to go further down the leaderboard for him. Fran Quinn, still plus 1 through 7 holes. Remember,
hanging in there.
Remember, he was the leader after 3 holes.
Yeah, but he was 22nd 10 minutes ago. Is he still in 22nd place?
No, he's now in 24th.
After I hear that, I got to see some. I got to go look on YouTube at a left hook or something just to get myself centered again.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. John Boy of Yes Network, John Boy Media Network, is with us now. If you're a Yankees fan, you probably know who he is. John Boy, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. How'd you come up with the name?
Oh, thank you for having me. I wish I had a better answer here. It's
It was a typo. My buddy's phone changed Jimmy, which is my name, to Jommy, J-O-M-M-Y, and then that became like a name that my friends would just put endings on. Jom Kid, Jom Boy, Jom this, Jom that. And I made it my social media handles when I was applying for real jobs and didn't want my name out on attached to that. And then my social media handles became my hobby and then my job, and it just stuck. So.
Oh, it's great when you don't have to have a real job, isn't it, Jom Boy? I mean, I know all about it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So yeah, it's nice.
So I gotta tell you, man, Key is a big fan of yours, obviously because of the video that brought national attention when you put the video together, like detailing the Astros cheating scandal. Like, he gets into it too. I'm curious, though, how long did it take for you to put that whole thing together? Did you ever think it would lead to all this, Jom Boy?
Oh, that one was. It was pretty quick because I read that article from The Athletic that Rosenthal and Evan Drellich put together. And for me, when I read articles like that, I just really need the visual. So even before I was sharing it with other people, I would probably read that, go find the actual video that matches with it, and then, watch it, send it to my dad or my brother or my friends. Now I just send it out to a lot more people. So I probably took an hour to put it together. But, a lot of the credit goes to those reporters and then the two players, Farquhar and Fires, who, said, yeah, this is real and this happened. Otherwise, I don't think anyone looks into it.
Well, the great thing is that you put it together and you unveiled the cheating scandal of all scandals in professional sports.
It would have been Yankees-Dodgers, 17.
Yeah, I don't really care too much about it being Yankees-Dodgers. I care about the Dodgers being cheated.
Hey, Jom Boy, as you, I'm sure, recall, the Yankees were beating the brakes off the Astros at Yankee Stadium and losing one-run games on the road where they were getting cheated. I mean, come on.
Yes, I do recall. It was pretty tough. They did a bunch of stuff out there, apparently. Like they take the bullpen cameras and just put SpongeBob on so the bullpen guys can't be, like, watching the game. A lot of players just say you just went there and it just felt like a Twilight Zone.
I mean, that's like Red Auerbach kind of stuff. That stuff is, like, kind of petty, but stealing signs using technology where you can't avoid it's another level. We've been talking a lot about Aaron Judge on this show. He might be the clean single season all-time home run champ when this is all said and done. Hal decided to, nickel and dime him before the season started. What are they going to do with him, Jom Boy? Like, I'm hearing it, the contract's going to have to start with a 3 instead of a 2 now.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think arbitration is this week where the arbiter has to decide on that decision first. I think the Yankees said 16, and he said, his side said they wanted 21. But I think it's looking like a great move for him now and for me because I placed a bet in February that he would lead the league in homers. So I feel smart. But I don't think anyone thought he was going to do this. I mean, this is, in 2017 when he had that really good season, he was doing it at the beginning from the 6-hole, the 8-hole, and pitchers didn't know who he was. And, he got a lot of fastballs. And now he's having a better season than that. And he's the main target. He's the main study for pitchers. And he's having a better season than he did in 2017. So I didn't think 2017 would be replicated for those reasons because it was just insane. But what we're seeing right now is unbelievable.
Outside of Aaron Judge having a phenomenal season, what stands out about the Yankees in this team in particular, knowing that coming into this season, it felt like Aaron Boone was somewhat on the hot seat?
The starting pitching. I think there's some stuff that I like as fan service. Like, I think they're in more games and they don't quit as much. And I do think that's true. But it really comes down to they have the best starting pitching staff in baseball. Their five starters, I think, are top 25 in the league in terms of ERA and innings pitched. We haven't had any injuries yet, so knock on wood. But they have just been unbelievable. And it comes down to when they hired the new pitching coach, they also hired a completely new staff to revitalize and rejuvenate just the thinking down the line, from the minors up. And they have a guy that invents pitches now and then it shapes pitches and it's, becoming a science. But the starting staff is giving us a game every single night.
And really Nestor Cortez, we needed to see if it was real from last year. But Taillon's a good pitcher when they got him. And Jordan Montgomery, whenever he's been healthy, has been good. And if Severino, you know, usually takes that year after surgery, this is not unpredictable what Severino's doing. I thought they were underrated coming into the year, but absolutely kind of under the radar for sure. And I'm glad you pointed it out because starting pitching has been phenomenal.
John Boy, I'm glad we got all the Yankee stuff out of the way. Now it's time for the really pressing question that I have to lay upon you. And I need to ask you this, and your answer will dictate whether we like you on the show or not. Who is the best Batman, actor-wise? Who played the best Batman? I'll give you some. Go ahead.
Yeah, give me some options here because my brain just goes to Christian Bale. But if there's something I'm missing,
well, it could go.
That's the right answer.
It could go movie.
That's my
right answer. Television. Remember, there was a television before there was a movie.
The camp.
Keaton.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
I haven't seen a lot of that.
Adam West.
I think it's before John Boy's time. John Boy's not as old as some of the rest of us over here.
Yeah.
How old are you, John Boy?
I'm 33.
Yeah. Okay, see, you're closer to my age. You wouldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't know Batman walking around television.
No.
These guys are walking around with their canes over here.
Yeah. Well.
No.
I'm 40.
You're old.
I'm not as old as you.
He said that like Batman. I'm 40.
And my Christian Bale, I'm 40.
John Boy of the Yes Network, John Boy Media Network. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Go Yanks.
Keep doing your thing, brother.
Sniff out the Astros again. They may be doing something.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, make sure whoever. Matter of fact, John Boy should watch anyone the Yankees play after any loss. I want him putting together videos to show how the other team is cheating.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Usually it's you, me, and Jay chopping it up about some kind of off-the-wall topic, you know, and these little extra contents we do. But I really can't get my head around this one. And, like, Pat and James, who work on the show behind the scenes, are actually chiming in, telling us we're crazy for saying we would rather live in 100-degree heat than 0-degree freezing.
Why would I want, first of all,
absolute psychos.
Complete psychos.
Why would I want to bundle up every single day in zero temperature?
Zero degrees.
Can't get any work done on the outside. None.
It's like dangerous. No, 0 degrees is dangerous to be
in. I can't go play basketball in the streets. Can't throw football in the streets. It's freezing cold.
You got to put chapstick on before you leave the house. Your skin is cracking.
You can't
freezing
swim.
To death.
Not Sounds that I like swim, you but you soft. Can't get in the water.
Yeah, who wants to walk outside and immediately be sweaty? That's awful. That's just terrible.
You go outside, then you have all these layers on. You come inside, now you got to, every time you get to grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee, you got to, sweating to death.
Do y'all see anybody moving from Florida, Texas, California, Arizona?
To Alaska.
To Alaska.
To retire.
Canada to retire.
Yeah.
No.
You are talking about older people, I guess that's what you guys are.
But you see people leaving Alaska, Canada, New York.
I would move to Canada.
Boston, Canada's for Florida, fun. And some of them other places.
Yeah. They even, Guys, think about this for a second. You know, is it a dry heat or a humid? Because if it's dry heat, it's nothing. If it's humid, it's bad. But if you're going to make it humid, then the 0 degrees, I need a wind chill factor on top of it. Right? Like, it's zero. Forget about 0 degrees, as I said earlier. If it's 40 degrees, I would rather be in 100 than in 40. 40 is not comfortable.
40 is still cold.
It's freezing. Freezing is 32 degrees. Freezing.
40 is exceptionally comfortable. Throw some sweatpants and a sweatshirt on, and you're golden. It's great.
And 32 degrees, water freezes. What do you think happens to humans?
Is that ice? I've heard about that.
Yeah.
You couldn't even go outside to barbecue. You couldn't do, like, you just couldn't do anything.
You can literally do all of those things.
No, you
cannot. You just have to have an extra coat on.
Oh, God.
So it's 100 degrees. I go inside, I turn on the AC. I go outside, I go to the beach. I find it like I'm chilling. It's 0 degrees. Explain to me what you're doing. You're not leaving the house.
I'm not sitting on the beach in 100 degrees and roasting to death.
Of course you are. 100? At 100? I would go to the beach all day.
That's miserable.
I'm going to start.
Well, not everyone has a pool.
I got to go to work.
There's a local YMCA.
Look, I got to go to work at 7 a.m. I'm going to start my car at 4 a.m. That way the ice and
when you get in that car, when you get in the car, you're waiting for that thing to heat up. It's the worst.
Soft.
See, you guys, Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80.
Yeah.
You guys were like world-class athletes, famous since you're teenagers, the whole thing. I'm just a guy. Like, the fact that Vince Carter is on the show, it's no big deal. No friend of the show, Vince Carter.
It's Uncle Vince.
Uncle Vince. I made it. VC, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. How you guys doing?
What's up, Uncle V?
Good. I want you to listen to this sound. Vince, I want you to listen to this sound of Jason Tatum, NBA on ESPN Radio, and listen to what Jay has to say about it and react.
I think, you know, I could be better at finishing. Obviously, I think I'm shooting the ball well outside, you know, the three. But finishing, playing more off 2 feet, and just being more in control, you know, attacking the rim, whether it's making a play for myself or, you know, finding an open man.
So, VC, everybody's going to talk about the fourth quarter. Everybody today is going to talk about, well, they got to cut down on the turnovers and things of that sort.
They do.
I agree with all that, VC.
That's important.
But I also will say, I think how they get Jason Tatum going in this game, because if you look at a lot of the games, like, they try to hunt the matchup with Stephen Curry, and I understand that. But, VC, all of his plays in the first quarter are, like, ISO plays. They're all ISO, right? Like, on extended wings, whatever it may be, at top key, where you have four pairs of eyes that are all staring at him in the help side. My thing is they have to get him going with running some sets for him, get him on some pin down actions, get him off some curls, get him some easy baskets. Don't you feel like the way he starts the game matters, considers like he hasn't had a statement game yet?
Yeah, for him, I had a stat where he had 66 ISOs and only 50 points scored. That's insane.
What?
That's insane.
Say that again, DC. Say it again. What?
The Celtics have scored 50 points on 66 Tatum ISOs in this series.
Wow. Damn.
That is crazy. So it goes along, and it's a parallel to what you just said, and I think they have a better start. One of the problems, it kind of frustrates me with Jason Tatum, because he has all this talent, is he hunts. He's trying to hunt the foul instead of just you go create contact, you do that, you go try to finish. Because when you're not getting that call that you're hunting for, you're off platform, you're on one foot, you're off balance against an athletic defender. And or a great defense, and sometimes it's like, okay, bump the foul because I need the points. And I think he falls victim to that, and, you know, early when he's trying to get going and late when he's trying to get himself going. So I think for him, I agree. I think they should play – they should put him in situations below the three-point line, below a free throw line extended, in those areas where now he can go – if he goes one-on-one, he's closer to the basket – and those plays are now contested, but they're contested twos in the paint if he's on balance in these things that he's talking about. And then just don't play off script. Don't play off script. No hero ball. Mm. If the Boston Celtics and maybe Jaylen Brown or Tatum, and I mean, I guess you can say they have more leniency to do so, but if they play off script, hero ball, guys like, no, you know what? I can do it right now. I'm rolling. Let me go. It's going to be a long night for them.
So, speaking of playing on balance and playing within the script, I'm curious. You played in so many playoff games, man. Have you ever found yourself complaining or whining to the refs about
when things
calls.
Are not working. Absolutely. Yeah. When, you know, but it's the difference between regular season, first round, and the finals.
Yeah.
Because if they sit there and watch the finals and someone else is playing and they see other players doing that, you're like, bro, you're not getting that call in the finals. You're not getting that. And that's just the reality. Just like in any professional sports, in the championship games, they're not going to let games be decided by fouls. You got to go earn it. You got to go get it. And it goes back to what I'm saying. Stop hunting for it. You're not getting it. They're not going to bail you out by saying, you know, oh, you threw your arms up under them and got the call. No.
Bail yourself out by hitting the shot.
Yourself out by hitting the shot. Exactly. You know, because I think now you're starting to see the flopping get, you know, starting to get taken out of the game a little bit. Like Marcus Smart, who complaining with the Klay Thompson push off and he got the wide open three. This and him flopping all over the floor and no call, the referee saying get up. They're not going to let that stuff dictate the outcome of a finals series. It's not going to happen.
Vince Carter joining us this morning on Keyshawn, Jay.
Hey, Keyshawn, I didn't know you were there. You're quiet,
no,
bro.
No, man, I'm letting you and Jay do y'all thing, man. You know, I'm going to get in. There's plenty of time. Hell, we got 4 hours every single morning, and you're on with us a lot now. So you and Jay, y'all got y'all whole Duke, North Carolina thing. So I just kind of want y'all to kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy every now and then, you know. But so last time we had you on, was before game 5 of the Golden State Boston series. And we talked about Klay being Klay and trying to do some things to help out Steph. Well, he did it in a major way. We saw him probably have his best game. Could he continue and expand on that tonight?
I think he can. It's a lot of things in his favor. Obviously, you know, game 6 does something for him. Finding his way with his shot does something for him. And the last time we talked about the drop coverage and what the drop cup and why we felt, you know, Jay, we talked about why we felt the drop coverage, why they were in the drop coverage, because they want to keep everything in front of them. And Coach Udoka alluded like they were happy with it, and then all of a sudden they changed. And when they changed, yes, they shut down and make things tough for Steph. He's now shooting 30-footers just to kind of get a clean look. But guess what it did? It opened the doors for Draymond to have driving lanes to create other shots for other people, particularly Klay, particularly Jordan Poole found his way. You know, obviously Wiggins played well, but you know, now, but you actually add another person in Gary Payton who gave him 15 points. So, you know, I think that being that, you know, road players, typically others don't play well on the road. They play better at home. Yes. But when you're talking about a final situation, when you're talking about one more game and you're able to see shots go in, they just gave these guys some confidence, you know, to go along with the confident bunch of the Golden State Warriors and their veterans already. Just think of what Draymond and what battery he's putting in these young guys back who just played well, getting them ready for game 6. Come on, man.
That is Vince Carter, as Jay calls him, Uncle Vince. You're on Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 8. I'm just repeating what Jay said. I would never say that, but Jay absolutely said
it. See how he tries to do it, BC?
Jay said it's interesting. Yeah, it's young Jay Will on the show. You know, he's the young one on the show. Key and I are about 10 years older than Jay. You know, he's learning things like it's NHL final, even though it's NBA
it's
finals.
Stanley, no, actually, it's Stanley.
And he's learning.
Max, it's the Stanley Cup final. It's not the NHL final.
Right, but in NHL, it's the Stanley Cup final.
You can't even get it right. You can't even get it right.
He's the young one on the show, VC, living vicariously through me on certain things.
Well, let's say I've learned a lot and continue to learn from Uncle Vince and Uncle Keyshawn.
Uncle.
How about that?
With my Uncle Max?
No.
I'm not Uncle Max.
You're Grandpa Max.
Oh, I'm Grandpa.
Oh, that's wow. Right.
Get off my lawn.
I'm the grandfather of this. All right.
Oh, he's an angry grandfather.
Vince Carter, the great Vince Carter. Always great to hear from you, BC.
All right, BC.
Always a pleasure, guys. All right. Hey, wait. Hey, who do you have winning?
We have 10 seconds. Warriors, seven games tonight, BC.
Warriors,
too.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.